Viewpoint CRTV.
It is 1 week since the President of the Republic addressed Cameroonians in his traditional end-of-year message, and the dust is yet to settle on some of the issues he addressed. Tewi Lambiv, in the following Viewpoints, revisits the President's speech not to look again at what he said or did not say, but focuses on what sense the press in Cameroon has made of the President's address, and concludes that the press in Cameroon has been making diverse interpretations and misinterpretations of the presidential message.
The president's traditional address that usually marks the end of the year and the beginning of a new one is amongst the high moments in Cameroon's socio-economic and political life. Amongst Cameroonians, speculations usually rife on not only what the president will say, but on how he will look. The media and social media are usually awash with such content before the president's speech, and after the speech, attention will be focused on the issues addressed by the president. It is the particular role of the mass media to comment, analyze, explain, and put to question or to context the issues addressed by the president of the republic, mainly for the general interest, but editorial, commercial, and I dare say brown envelope considerations usually take a big sway in this process. That is how the mainstream mass media in Cameroon have turned the president's end-of-year speech into a moment of political and business opportunistic positioning. Instead of serving as the veritable platform for political discourse at such a moment as recommended by UNESCO, the mass media in Cameroon have turned the occasion of the president's end-of-year message into a time to convert politicians, business persons, peoples and groups with vested interests without expertise and experience to become discourse analysts. However, discourse analysis taken from every perspective is not an affair for everybody, including not all media men and women. This has led to some of the shallow treatment that is spewed on the mass media after the president's speech. Just a few examples of this superficiality. What is the added value or newsworthiness of filming and projecting on television an administrative, political, or business personality watching the head of state speech in his living room in the company of his friends and family? If not for the clientelism of the media houses, media professionals, and the opportunism of the politicians concerned, what does this add to or subtract from the treatment of the president's address to the nation? Come to think of it, some media professionals, in analyzing the president's end-of-year speech, celebrated the fact that the president of the republic made mention of the problems Cameroonians have in obtaining national identity cards and the poor roads in the country as evidence that he masters the situation in the country. But this is belaboring a point by stating the obvious, for if the president of the republic, who has the elective mandate to cater for the well-being of Cameroonians, cannot master or show concern in such matters, who will? A media professional who takes up such a position in his analysis is either uninformed of the role of the president of the republic or ignorant about his own role. Due to this interpretation or misinterpretation of the speech, such media professionals are not of good service to the public, but this practice can only thrive with the complicity or cooperation of the public. After all, is it not said that every people or each country has the press it deserves? Cameroonians, therefore, have the press they deserve.
Tewi Lambiv, editorialist, technical advisor number 4 to the Director General of CRTV.